This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new fall festival kicks off this weekend in Old City in front of Royal Boucherie and the Khyber Pass. It's the Kushan and Sidra, or Pig and Cider Festival, based on the idea of a traditional boucherie.
In Louisiana, a boucherie, it's a communal tradition involving a group of neighbors, like kind of dividing the slaughtering, butchering, and cooking of a whole pig.
And Sunday's festival here on 2nd Street also kicks off the start of Philly Cider Week. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets at 2nd and Chestnut in front of Royal Boucherie with Brian Lofink, who is the organizer of a new fall festival in Old City called Kushan et Sidra. So what is that festival? What is it?
So basically what the festival is, it's we took inspiration from a traditional boucherie that's held in New Orleans. Basically, it's like a community festival where they get a whole pig.
Because Kushan et Sidra translates into?
Pork and cider. The boucherie basically is where they'll take a whole hog, families will come around, they'll slaughter it, they'll butcher it, they'll cook it, but there's so much labor that goes into it that usually a bunch of families will get into this. So in the spirit of that event, what we've done is created this event between the Royal Boucherie and the Khyber Pass Pub, both on 2nd Street in Old City. We wanted to kind of do a collaborative event focusing on a whole hog.
So this event takes place on Sunday, October 23rd.
Between 12 and 6 p.m. It's going to be a beautiful day. I think it's going to be like 70 degrees, like perfect fall weather for this event. So we're very excited to host it. We're going to have live music here. We're going to have, I think, two different bands playing live music outside. We'll also have TVs and everything ready for the Phillies. But yeah, we're super pumped. We're going to have a whole pig outside here. And then also you can be able to order all like pork-centric items from our kitchens. So basically the whole event was just going to be focusing on celebrating pork. And also, too, we're kicking off Philly Cider Week. That runs from October 23rd to October 30th, and then we're going to be the launch event for that. So we're going to have some great ciders here, mainly focusing on, like, farmhouse ciders. Like, Khyber will have all Pennsylvania local ciders, whereas Royal Boucherie will have, like, French-focused ciders and all farmhouse. And basically what farmhouse means, it's, like, unfiltered, unprocessed ciders. They taste of the land. They taste the terroir. So if it's raining, if it's muddy, if whatever, you're going to get all those unique, interesting flavors from the cider, and really the apples and the land are really going to shine through.
Tell me about the details of Philly Cider Week.
So Philly Cider Week, basically it's just going to be a week-long event of restaurants showcasing cider. So but some of the participants that are in there are going to be River Twice, Middle Child Clubhouse, Elwood, and Heavy Metal Sausage. They're working with the Philadelphia Cider Week crew just to showcase mainly local cider, but also some international cider as well.
Is there a website?
There is. So the website for that is phillyciderweek.com.
Okay, how did the Pig and Cider Festival come to be?
Really, we kind of were looking to throw like a big party between Royal Boucherie and Khyber together. We were kind of researching on how we could kind of do like a combined event, and we loved the idea of doing like a boucherie because we felt that was a very collaborative family event, and we felt that what better way to kind of celebrate Royal Boucherie and Khyber working together as a family than to do an event that's inspired by a boucherie.
What does the word boucherie mean?
Boucherie basically means like meat, but in Louisiana, a boucherie, it's a communal tradition involving a group of neighbors, like kind of dividing the slaughtering, butchering, and cooking of a whole pig.
So what's on the menu? Like, what can people get? Like, do you have to get like slabs of pork, or are there sandwiches?
So it'll be a mix of different food for the event. We're going to have the showcase will be like a whole pig that we're going to be serving outside. You can either get like a platter with that. We're going to serve that with like a local apple slaw. You also could get it as like a po' boy. The Khyber focuses a lot on New Orleans cuisine. Royal Boucherie focuses more on classic like French cuisine, but we'll have a whole pig outside that you can either order like as a platter with like an apple mustard slaw, or you can get it as a po' boy. We'll have like some fun items like cracklin' with hot sauce. We're going to have charcuterie boards coming up from Royal Boucherie. We'll have Cajun deviled eggs with pork dust. We'll have pork belly with green lentils. We're going to have a pork, apple, and blue cheese tartlet, smoked sausage po' boy. We'll also have some boudin that we'll do as a po' boy, and vegan boudin also as well. And then some fun desserts. We're going to do beignets, banana foster pudding, and a warm apple crumb cake.
You mentioned an item for people that are vegan. You're catering to people that that don't eat meat also?
Yeah, I mean, like at Kyber, we like to make sure that we're serving vegans. We have a lot of vegans who work for our group, and we really enjoy it. So we'll have some vegan cracklin' with pickled okra and hot sauce, as well as the vegan boudin. But traditionally, all our menus here, we always have some great vegan items.
What are you most excited about with this new fall festival?
I think what I'm most excited about is we've done a lot of renovation over at the Kyber. We put in some, like, great, beautiful, like, outdoors, like windows. We've updated and changed our menu over at the Royal Boucherie. We've changed our menu at the Kyber. It's been my first year as culinary director with this restaurant group, so I'm really just excited to celebrate, like, the changes, the positive changes that we've made here to an already, like, amazing restaurant group. So I think that's what I'm really excited. I'm excited to showcase what the hard work and stuff that we've been doing.
Now, historically, pre-COVID, you get to November and you're done, mm-hmm. like the outdoors. What's going on here now?
So the good thing here is that we have a streetery outside of our restaurant, in which case we have like heat lamps. So we're really able to extend the season. So as long as it doesn't get like too frigid, we should be able to go, like barring snow or things like that, then we're able to operate outside, which is really nice.
Are you operating year-round outside now?
I don't think we're going to be operating year-round outside, but weather permitting, will be outside. I think between probably December through, I don't know, February, we won't be operating outside. But if we can catch those occasional nice days, we'll definitely be outside.
So COVID really extended the outdoor dining season.
It did, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's been...
It used to end in November, that was it.
Correct, yeah, it used to end in November, but I think with the heat lamps and the streeteries, I think it's really helped, I don't know, help the industry out, just to kind of recoup some of the losses that we had.
Are you still recouping?
No, I'm not. I never stopped, to be honest. So I kept working throughout all of COVID. So I was, for me, I never had that, like, that COVID lull. So I've just been constantly, like, adapting and working and, I don't know, having fun with it, to be honest.
Describe the season. Like, a festival like this is very harvesty.
Yeah, and absolutely. And then traditionally, these boucheries that happen in Louisiana, they're always happening in the fall. We wanted to showcase, like, something that was, like, warming, something that was going to be, like, fun, something that was seasonal without doing, like, I don't know, something more like a pumpkin spice kind of like party. So we thought this would be great to showcase cider and pork. I don't know, if I'm cold and want to eat a hot roast pork and a glass of cider, I mean, that's, I don't know, that sounds nice to me.
How many people can a whole pig feed?
So we have a pig. The pig that we're going to be serving is going to be about 160 pounds. So I want to say that probably can feed up to like 250 people. So yeah, we're going to have a lot of pork.
Are reservations required?
Reservations are encouraged, but they're not required. If you were going to make reservations, you would make them through the Royal Boucherie website, but they're definitely not required. We'll have walk-up, while outside seating will be available for anybody, and also the Kyber will be available for walk-up seating.
All right. Brian Lofink is the organizer of the Cochon et Cidre Pig and Cider Festival here in front of Royal Boucherie and the Kyber Pass. And once again, Brian, tell us the websites of both the festival and Philly Cider Week.
So the websites for Philly Cider Week are phillyciderweek.com, and the reservation to make reservations for Royal Boucherie, you would just go to royalboucherie.com and set up a reservation through there.
And is it delineated? Do you have to sign up for the festival?
Yep, that's the only thing we have available for going that day. So we're going all in on the festival that Sunday, the 23rd. To make a reservation, you will be making a reservation for this event specifically.
All right, Brian. Well, what kind of prep work goes into what you have to do?
We've been prepping for this for months. And so doing a lot of the charcuterie. We've been at this for probably since July. So it's been a lot of hard work going into this, and we're really excited to see it happen on the 23rd.
Well, happy Pig and Cider Festival.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this. This is great. Thank you for having me.
And happy fall.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.